Welcome to Geekly Debate. I'm Adam.
And Gomer.
And Taylor.
And Taylor.
I'm sorry we didn't have David here today to bring his gusto to the opening sequence.
Yeah.
Here.
He's got a lot on his mind this week.
Lazy bastard. Oh, well.
What are we debating this week, guys?
We're changing the format a little bit.
Mixing it up.
Normally we do best of, and one time we did the worst of. This time it's more of an either-or type of thing. And we might as well start that in a big way by doing which is the best superhero between Superman and Batman.
Yes. Who's the better superhero?
Well, arguably the two most iconic superheroes.
Yeah. Two of the originals.
Made. Yeah, I mean, Superman the original, yeah. And Batman the first, arguably the first massively successful imitator.
Yeah, shortly after Superman.
About a year, yeah.
Yeah, Namor actually fits in between theirs, but we're not going there.
Oh, fuck Namor.
I know, but I think the thing about Superman and Batman and why they're so comparable is every other superhero fits in between those two characters in some way or another.
They kind of represent the ultimate dynamics on opposite sides.
Yeah, there's the bookends.
Superman is like the ultimate power fantasy type superhero. He's the like ultimate bringer of justice, defender of the innocent, instiller of hope, whereas Batman is the man who has made himself into a god.
Yeah.
Through his feats and deeds, the punisher of the guilty, the
judge.
In a sense, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, arguably the only other hero you can even mention in the same breath in terms of iconic status is Spider-Man.
Yes, agreed. They are the big three, definitely.
Yep.
Which is weird because there's such like a 20-year departure between the creation of these characters, you know?
Yeah, 20 or 30, yeah. Spidey, I think, was 63, something around
there.
Yeah,
somewhere around there.
Superman was 38, Batman was 39.
Yeah. Well, I'll pick my choice for this, and I actually think that Batman The Dark Knight is by far the better of the heroes than Superman. And this is why. When Superman came to Earth, his whole origin story, he doesn't realize what he is, who he is, until much later on in life. Later on, he sort of became this dichotomy of the guy who would be able to fix everything and the guy whose attitude and humanity won't let him fix everything. And it nerfs him in a way.
I said Batman was a man who had made himself into a god. Superman, in a lot of senses, is a god who
made himself into a man.
Lets himself be a man.
And I just think there's a stronger appeal to Batman's origin. And that is, he wasn't necessarily born Batman. But he definitely was not the man Bruce Wayne before he was the hero Batman.
Well, quite iconically, became Batman when his parents were murdered in front of his eyes. He was, I forget what the canon age for that was.
I'm
like
not
9,
sure.
9, 10, something
very
in that
young, range. Very young, very young.
Prepubescent child.
Before you're even aware, pretty much, of the totality of the world around you. You know, you still have this innocence. His innocence was taken from him. And there could have been so many different ways he would have went. And I think this is a big part of Superman's, you know, appeal too. But there are so many different ways that Batman could have went, directions he could have went. And he decided to take the higher road and protect his city. In that same tone, though, the other side of that coin is Superman the same way. Could have gone in many different directions and decided to be that nerf character.
I feel like Superman has more options on his plate than Batman does, being an all-powerful demigod.
True, but I mean, if you look at the Joker, I think Batman could have very easily been the Joker.
What you're saying about Batman is perfectly true. Frank Miller, before he went batshit insane, had a good quote about this. Batman is the hero who wishes he didn't have to exist, who wants to keep more people like him from having from being created, from having to live his experience.
Yeah, absolutely right.
Which is probably, I mean,
it's a very big appeal to a character.
You can make the argument that maybe Batman is the most selfless superhero.
And I think that's where his biggest appeal comes from. He's this billionaire socialite who could do anything he wanted, go anywhere he wanted to, be with any woman he wanted to, and he decides to spend his nights with the lady named Gotham and just, you know, making sure she's all right.
That's a pretty forced metaphor.
That's a pretty forced metaphor.
Kind of unwieldy there.
But yeah, man, I just think because of the choices he makes, that sure, it's thrust onto him, but he ultimately decides to be what he is. Superman, on the other hand, sure, he's thrust into the situation by, you know, his exploding parent or homeland, homeworld, and his parents send him here. But he doesn't choose to be who, you know, what he is because of any more of an ideal than he wants to take care of these humans.
Well, that's a fair point. Batman did have to work to make himself what he is. Yeah. He had to have the drive, the ambition, the dedication.
Yeah, and on the Superman thing, that's the whole reason Lex Luthor, you know, at least in my my favorite, you know, rendition of that storyline, why Lex Luthor is so mistrustful of Superman, because All-Star Superman, Lex even says, I've worked all my life to get where I was. This guy's handed to him. There's no way he has the responsibility and discipline to be able to handle
that. Superman's response to that, you could have saved the world years ago if it actually mattered to you.
True. Exactly. You're right. So go on. I talked enough about Batman. Go ahead with your Superman.
I can't really argue against Batman, per se.
I can't really argue against Superman.
Well, I mean, like, these two are the most popular, most enduring superheroes for a reason.
Exactly. The classics are classics for a reason.
They are.
Yep.
But if I had to pick the definitive, iconic, best superhero, I feel like it has to be Superman. I mean, even beyond just him being the first.
Okay.
Like, the first one to catch on, the first one to define the genre. He has this kind of...
It's difficult to put into words.
He has a place in superhero genre that cannot be replicated. Even if he wasn't the first, he is the definitive example of what a superhero is, how they operate.
Yeah. The being able to destroy your enemy just by looking at him from a mile away.
But taking the high ground every
time. Taking the high ground, taking the fists to the man, which is a lot of reason why a lot of people didn't like the Man of Steel movie, because they felt that it's just not Superman's MO to do went on in there. And not even...
I certainly didn't. But.
And not even including the him killing Zod at the end, spoiler alert. But way before that, when he's destroying, you know, a Metropolis.
We never get the spoiler
alert. We do it after. We do it after. If you haven't seen Man of Steel yet, you shouldn't be listening to this anyway.
I feel like that's the most famous thing from that movie anyway.
Yeah, yeah. But even before he kills Zod, you know, he's destroying Smallville, destroying Metropolis, and a lot of people. And this goes right back to...
That's not what Superman is.
This goes right back to the original 80s, you know, film when he's... No, he gets them away from, you know, the three negative zone Kryptonians, away from the Metropolis, because... They're destroying everything.
Superman is not about beating the shit out of bad people. He's more about helping those who can't help themselves. He's a guy who's been given all the power in the world.
Yeah.
He's so far above his peers, but chooses to use that power to help those who can't help themselves.
Yeah. Well, isn't Batman sort of the same way, though? He helps people who he sees that otherwise cannot help themselves.
I think Superman's capacity to do so just inherently is so much greater.
I think Superman is more, hey, I want to protect the innocent, and Batman is more...
I want to punish the guilty.
Yeah, I want to punish the guilty.
That is probably the best way to divide these two characters.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, in another way, they are opposite sides of the same coin, and not that regard and several others.
Yeah.
The whole,
I have powers, I don't.
The ultimate powered hero, the ultimate unpowered hero, punish the guilty versus protect the innocent.
Yeah. And I think that's why Batman is more appealing to me, because I want to see the guilty punished more than the innocent protect. The innocent should get off their asses and protect themselves.
Maybe not necessarily for that reason, but I do concede completely that Batman is more relatable.
Yes. It's hard to relate to a god.
Not even just because of all of his powers, but just because of how... He has a nobility about him that most of us cannot.
And it's an instilled nobility that he gets from his human parents. You know, his idealistic qualities, Kal-El's idealistic qualities, are human. They're not Kryptonian at all. And I think that's what it is. The main appeal of Superman is he's more human. He's what other humans should aspire to be like.
Well, going back to All-Star Superman again, during the final issue, there's a good summation of this.
Yes.
When he's having his sort of shamanistic vision of his father, Jor-El, and he tells him, you are a goal for them to strive for.
Yeah.
They'll run after you. They'll trip. They'll stumble. They'll fall. They'll curse. But eventually, they'll pick themselves up and join you in the sun. And that's what... Maybe not even just Superman, but... Heroes in general.
Yes.
Even going back to ancient times with mythology, with Achilles, with Thor, with
Hercules.
Well, Hercules was kind of an asshole.
I think he was still an asshole, but...
Okay, every Greek mythology hero has an ignoble quality. Yeah.
The humanistic quality. I think that's Superman's main appeal.
Heroes have always represented something we should try to be ourselves.
Yeah.
Maybe not perfectly, but try to imitate.
Yeah.
What we should aspire to be. And that's why I think Superman holds this special place in comic books. If we look at comic books as modern mythology, as superheroes, as the modern heroes.
Yeah.
Superman is the ultimate representation of that, of something we're trying to race towards.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll never reach it, but yeah. I think it's still important to try.
I think that's also, even more than kryptonite, Superman's main weakness, is he follows this specific ideology.
Yeah.
And he can't just go and kill this guy. He can't just go in and beat the crap out of some innocent dude.
Well, I mean, he certainly could, but he never would.
Exactly. Exactly.
Batman had a quote about that in the Hush storyline.
Yeah.
Even more than the kryptonite, his weakness is that he's a good person, and that deep down, I'm not.
Yeah.
Yeah, Batman's kind of sounding like a jerk there.
Well, he is a jerk.
He is a jerk.
He really is. But, I mean, if I was an 8-year-old boy who saw my parents killed by crime in this city that they loved and then I adopted, yeah, man, I'm going to be an asshole. I'm going to want to just take crime by the neck and punch it in the face.
Which he does do.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like Batman doesn't have his own unbreakable moral code.
Oh, no, no.
He will never cross that line that he set for himself.
Yeah, but it's definitely not as well defined and as a defining characteristic of the character as Superman's ideology is to him, I think.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Batman's probably a little willing to scare people, where Superman is not.
Yeah, yeah. I think it comes down to, I'm not a big fan of ideology steering someone in that defined of a... It's almost as though Superman has no wiggle room. He can't kill someone. And, you know, he needed to kill Doomsday. Zod probably should die. And he's the only one that can do it. It's the same problem I have with Optimus Prime as a leader. He goes to this ideal... No, he has
a
certain...
Are you a Rodimus Prime fan?
Well, no. Well, Rodimus was just as bad, but... I mean, he follows this ideology, and it's almost blindly...
They wouldn't be who they are if they didn't.
Totally agree with you there. But I think the appeal... standard is why Superman doesn't appeal to me as much.
This is
kind of
getting them.
If Batman
this is
kind of
getting into pseudo philosophy again.
I think that's you have to.
You have to with Batman and Superman.
Yeah, because their ideologies are such inherent qualities.
These characters cannot lower themselves to our standards. They're supposed to inherently be better than
that's
we
right.
are.
Optimus
exactly. Prime is supposed to be this unmovable moral compass. Superman is supposed to be this unflagging sense of justice and peaceful ways.
No matter how much of a negative that attitude may have in a particular moment, which has been a lot of key fodder for many good stories, many good Superman stories. He's got to make that, and I think that's what they
weak
were trying
writers,
to get to in Man of Steel.
Weak writers tried to quote unquote update him, making modern by abandoning these things that are inherent in the character.
Yeah, if you change
Superman, should not be dark and gritty because that's not what the character is.
Even in Red Sun, a book that was meant to show a darker, grittier Superman, he still has an ideology surrounding him that lets him do what he does and be Superman.
Hmm. Although he does lobotomize people.
Yeah, he does lobotomize people in that. But as far as the Soviet Mother Russia.
Yeah. Well, and for world peace.
Yeah, there you go. Well,
and
yeah,
world peace.
But Superman is not the person who will, supposedly, if he did kill Zod, that would be for world peace, theoretically. But that's the line he cannot and will not cross.
Yeah. Yeah.
Except for in the movie.
And I have, I'm not sure I have a problem with these characters not willing to cross their line because it does make the characters who they are. It just really makes for difficult writing.
I completely concede that
Superman
for a lot of
books
reasons,
have not been as good as they have been in the past. They've hit everything.
Superman books are hard to make compelling. I completely concede
that.
I'd say more so than the no-kill thing is just, it's hard to create a compelling challenge for Superman.
It is. Because, like we said, he's a god. He can just go in there, pile drive you, and you're dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Superman, he wouldn't do that.
Except he's Superman.
Batman could still theoretically be taken out by a stray bullet.
Exactly.
So there's just
Batman. He's thought of that.
Yeah, he's thought of that.
Okay, this is a bit of a tangent related thing. Fanboyism of Batman has gotten a little out of hand in recent decades.
It's way out of control, dude.
Well, especially when you do Batman. Could Batman beat blank in a fight? And even if it's a character, he could not.
People say yes. Oh, if he had 15 minutes. If anybody had 15 minutes, if Lex Luthor had 15 minutes, he could probably beat most of the people. Tony Stark.
People don't make arguments anymore. They just say, oh, he'd be prepared. And it's self-evident. They don't go into detail about how he'd beat, Thor or the Flash.
Yeah, how does this guy even know of an Asgardian god in a totally different universe?
Thor's a great example. He doesn't have a kryptonite.
Yeah.
What the hell is Batman supposed to do? But you don't have to make the argument. You just say he'd be prepared. And most people just accept that as a dogmatic fact.
So ridiculous, man. So ridiculous. All right, I have no argument against that Batman may have a kryptonite ring in his utility belt just for shits and giggles, just in case.
Superman gave him.
He does. Yeah, he does have one.
But in an argument to say that Batman versus Hulk or Batman versus Thor, Batman has no knowledge of these characters. There's no backstory that says, oh yeah, that Thor with that hammer, let me go email Nick Fury and find out what I have to whisper in this guy's ear to get him to be, you know, useless. It's just not going to happen.
We're getting a little off topic.
Oh, I love getting off topic on the debate. And we're kind of on topic.
More so than our usual off topic.
Yes. We're on topic.
Yeah.
By the way, just so you know, Jesse just showed up at the table.
Yeah, Jesse showed up. So. We're talking the better hero, Batman or Superman.
So what's your take?
What is your take?
Better... That's a hard question.
It is.
Because of the term hero, too. Because, I mean... Technically, a vigilante is not a hero. I mean, he is and he isn't. I mean, he is, but I'd say as a hero, Superman's a better hero. That's a take
I hadn't really considered there. How you define a hero.
Yeah,
but Superman isn't sanctioned, is he?
He might as well be, depending on...
Well, if you look at the Justice League, like, then Batman is sanctioned as well.
Depending on which continuity we're talking about, Superman will be invited to make speeches in front of the UN.
Yeah, I've read that.
He'll receive a key to the city from the mayor of Metropolis.
Superman's more likely to be sanctioned than Batman.
Yeah, because...
I think I just like the bad guy. And Batman's more like the bad guy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying that...
Oh, he's certainly not the bad guy.
He's more like the bad guy than Superman.
He's not
by no means a bad guy, but I think the perceptions of the people within the DC Universe if you took a poll of people in the DC Universe, they would probably consider Superman a better hero than Batman. Batman, I think, gets a raw deal.
I think Batman's a better read than Superman.
Oh, easily.
Easily.
There's a higher quantity of outstanding Batman stories than Superman.
I was not saying
by any means that I prefer one over the other.
Oh, of course not.
We'll never tell that.
Plus, they're also two different scales of heroes. Superman is a global, sometimes even galactic hero.
Universal.
Yeah.
Fuck, he saved all of reality on several occasions.
Batman just hangs out in a few back alleys in Gotham.
True. That's a good point.
True, I mean, in the Justice League, he runs around and saves the world or whatever, but by and large, the most definitive take on the character is he's confined to one city.
Yeah.
Yeah, or occasionally, he's got to go talk to Ra's al Ghul and for a minute.
And in the Justice League, he's pretty
much... And even then, only because of some Gotham-related
Yeah, exactly.
True. And in the Justice League, he's pretty much just like the coach, telling everybody where to go from his cushy little chair in front of the watchtower.
Well, that's the role he usually has to take, just because...
What the hell is
Batman supposed to do against this giant, rampaging, Godzilla-sized
robot? I don't know, but in the end, he always pulls something out of his...
Out of his
utility belt.
Yeah.
Utility belt. And saves the day.
I think when you're able to stop a hurricane just by looking at it from a distance, you kind of get that notoriety as a really good guy. But when you're just walking around beating up, you know, people who are innocent until proven guilty, then Batman gets crapped on a whole lot more. Damn it.
I feel like no one's shedding a tear for the Joker getting the shit beaten out of him before he gets arrested.
True, but maybe just some little, Red Hood thugs who are just trying to make ends meet,
Fuck them.
They're innocent until proven guilty.
There's jobs in Gotham.
Yeah, you're right. There's jobs in Gotham.
Well, okay, that's
Wayne what, Enterprises is always hiring.
That's various sources that say that Bruce Wayne is always doing like these public works projects to like provide like.
I mean, there's a tough job market there in Gotham. You know, like it's hard to break into. I mean,
well, now
break into crime,
this
is,
at this point, I feel like we're overthinking.
And you brought up a different
social dynamics of these fictional cities.
But that's what we do.
Here's the question I have: out of all the times Bruce Wayne's rebuilt Gotham, why isn't Gotham like a shiny, pretty city now?
Oh,
why
is it the villains
so
are just so terrible?
Because the status quo is gone.
You brought up a good aspect of Bruce Wayne. Let's take the alter egos of these heroes and say what good they have done.
Bruce Wayne's done a lot. Well, okay.
He's done a whole lot more than...
Every now and then, I guess, Clark Kent has written some really
gritty
moving...
Gritty expose.
He's, like, exposed corruption or whatever. But I guess that just doesn't really compare to the pretty staggering philanthropy
of
Bruce Wayne.
As a philanthropist... Honestly, Bruce Wayne... Even without Batman, is
Bruce
like,
Wayne
doing
does
a lot.
More good
like,
than Batman.
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually a really good point. Bruce Wayne is probably a better hero than Batman.
Alfred
Bruce,
would say as
well.
Yeah,
Bruce
Wayne
would definitely say
Bruce
as
Wayne
much.
Does a lot more good.
Wow, that's,
for the everyday person.
See, that's just changing
Batman
my whole.
I feel like we're crapping on Batman a little too much.
Oh, I love if we're raising Bruce Wayne above
Batman.
I was the one arguing
Superman, and even I think we're. I mean, Batman does an awful lot of good.
He does.
No, he does good, but it's like. And a lot of the time, it's put in his rigid system of good. Like, you know, like, I mean, he does good things.
It's
like,
his own
but it's
method.
Like, it's very specific, and, like, a lot of the time... I mean, he does bigger things in Justice League, sure, but I mean, like...
Superman's good is, like, what everyone would think of as good.
Yeah, like, you know...
There's no argument. You can't argue
pushing
that...
a meteorite away from the Earth.
Yeah,
you
Superman's
can't argue that what Superman
know,
does is good.
Like,
you could definitely
stopping
argue...
Stopping a mugger by, like, breaking his arm or something, you know, being, like, by using a bit... Sometimes would say excessive
I feel like if Superman were stopping a mugger, which I'm sure he must do from time to time, he probably just like stands next to them and like gives them like a reproving look.
Yeah,
like I'm sorry, Superman. I'm
gonna exactly.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, see, that's like wins as like Boy Scout good hero. Like, you know, like chest puffed out.
Like. I always love when like cartoons and like early day comic books. Where like the muggers don't know it's Superman, they're like, "I'll get him," and I like, try to like unload a bullet into him.
Yeah,
it's just funny.
It's like, every Superman movie has taken advantage.
Well, excuse me, I'll fix him.
Yeah.
I feel like that's more.
Well, like, okay, my favorite example of that is actually, and even this is a guy who should have known better in the Superman Returns movie. Some hapless thug, for some reason, has like a military grade Gatling gun.
I love
that he's
it.
Just unloading on the cops.
Yeah.
First of all, what is he doing? Shouldn't he be trying to escape?
What is he doing with that size gun?
Other than
just a simple bank.
Yeah. Other than racking up a body count, what is he doing? What is he accomplishing here?
It's a nice gun.
But anyway, then like Superman shows up, saves the cops, and then he's like, for some reason, the thing can pivot all the way around. Which
it's
pretty
amazing.
Sure these guns can't.
Video game esque.
Yeah, but anyway, he starts unloading on Superman, and none of that works, and he's like, my trusty sidearm will do the trick.
What the hell are you doing?
My
500 caliber.
Well, the terrible nuclear bomb didn't work. Let's see if this knife will do.
My 500 caliber, 1,000 shots per minute.
Like
gun isn't going to work, but maybe my 9mm revolver will take out this guy.
Then we get
what
a knife.
A
but without that, you don't get the cool scene of him blinking the bullet away, you know? Love it. Cool. Well, that was a good one. I think we decided that Batman is the better.
Well, hold on. Did we decide? I mean, what were your guys'
I'm pretty sure we decided that Superman was the better
Superman
hero.
I think we decided Bruce Wayne was better than all of them.
Yeah, Bruce Wayne's the better hero.
That's outside of the parameters of our choices, so we'll go with Superman.
Yeah, I'm going to say Superman.
I think...
As defined as a hero, actually, I say Superman.
Superman is
the
better
hero.
As an iconic
symbol.
But
I'm not going to read his book.
No one will ever outshine Superman.
I will give it to Superman as a better hero, but I'm still not reading his book.
I agree with that statement.
And that's the rub, ain't it?
That's the rub, ain't it? He's the greatest hero ever, but his comic book sucks.
Which one's the more popular superhero? It's obviously Batman.
Yeah, obviously.
And I'll
far.
Even give you a more readable superhero. It's Batman.
So much easier. What about copied?
What?
Which hero has been copied more to success? Batman.
Copied
or
better or copied more?
To more success.
More must
copied
be
to more success?
To more success.
Oh,
I mean, Hyperion's on the cover of Avengers this week. I've never seen that.
But once Hickman's gone, Hyperion's gone.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, pretty much.
And you look at Batman, Green Arrow.
I mean the
Punisher,
best,
they're all.
The most.
Elements.
Yeah.
Direct imitations, you have like your.
The best.
What's
superhero
that guy from
clone?
The Squadron Supreme?
That's oh still yeah, around. I don't remember his name. But Squadron Supreme seems to have copies of every awesome character.
Well, they are a direct imitation of the Justice League.
Yeah,
and then I mean, there's a bat-like character in Invincible, wasn't it, early on? And
yeah, that's different though. Invincible right. tries to you know.
We're kind of rambling.
Like let's wrap it up.
Yeah, let's wrap it up. This has been the Geekly Debate. Thanks for listening. Let us know what you think of the show. Subscribe on iTunes. Let us know what you want us to debate in the future. As always, thanks to Comic City 2 in Madison, Tennessee. We couldn't do anything we do without them. Check them out at comiccity2.com. Please check out all the stuff we do. We do another podcast. We got a bunch of reviews. We might be adding some stuff here in the near future. So definitely stay tuned to OutrightGeekery.com. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. And that's it. Bye.
Bye.
Cue the music.
Cue the music. Hit it.